This learning module is entitled HJPAD Sample Dialogues. In this lesson, you will learn how to operate standard Windows controls found in many dialogues while working in the Windows environment. In the lesson entitled The JAWS User Interface, we worked with two simple dialog boxes and their controls, such as radio buttons and combo boxes. Since then, we've used several different types of dialog boxes and become familiar with navigating, entering information such as file names, and changing settings. The dialog boxes presented here are samples only and intended to provide a safe environment for users to investigate and practice their skills. Currently, the only two programs that I've got running are JAWS for Windows and HJPAD. The sample dialog submenu can be found within the Tools pull-down menu, and you can find your Tools menu on the menu bar in HJPAD. So, first make sure you're in HJPAD by pressing Insert T.
Title equals document-hjpad.
If you're not there, press Alt-Tab and then repeat Insert T to verify that you are. Now, I'm going to go ahead and activate the Tools pull-down menu with a hotkey combination Alt plus the letter T, as in Tools.
Alt-T menu active tools spell checker ...F7. To move through items, press up or down arrow S.
We'll examine the spell checker in another lesson. For now, I'll down arrow to sample dialogs.
Sample dialog submenu D.
Press Enter to open up this submenu.
Enter single page 1 ...S.
Single page 1 is the first item in this submenu, and, as we've already learned, ... means that a dialog box is going to follow as soon as we press Enter. Let's go ahead and press Enter now.
Enter leaving menus personal information 1 dialog title colon MR radio button checked 1-4. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
If you wish, choose your correct title now by pressing up or down arrow. There is also a more detailed help system available, which is accessed by the command Insert plus F1. I'm going to press the JAWS keystroke Insert plus F1 to find out what Screen Sensitive Help tells me.
Select the appropriate title that depicts who you are. Link list JAWS hotkeys. Press Escape to close this message.
Since JAWS Tutor Mode has already told us how to move in this field, this help message only gives a short message describing what could be done. However, a link is provided to List JAWS Hotkeys. I'll press Escape to exit from this help screen now.
Escape MR radio button checked.
We're now back in the title radio button list. I'm going to leave mine checked as Mr. and tap to the next control.
Tab first name colon edit type and text Alt N.
We've landed in what's identified by JAWS as an edit field. This is the first of three edit fields that you will encounter in this dialog. As we learned in the prior lesson, when entering paths and file names, an edit field allows us to enter text, and in this case it's asking for a first name. Edit fields are very similar to word processors in that you still have much of the functionality in terms of editing and navigating within the edit field that you do in a word processor. I'll go ahead and type my first name in this edit field and then tab to the next edit control.
D-A-N. Tab, last name, colon, edit, type and text, Alt L.
Here's another single line edit field asking for my last name. I'll go ahead and type that in here now and tab to the next control.
C-L-A-R-K. Tab, street, colon, edit, type and text.
Here, we end up on a control called the Street Edit field, and this, unlike previous edit fields, is a multi-line edit field. The amount of space, or number of lines that's given within an edit field, is going to depend on the type of information that's being asked for, and will be defined by the amount of space the programmer of a given dialog box feels is necessary. To demonstrate how this works, I'm going to type, as part of my street address, the department I work for, which is the training department, and I'll go ahead and type that in now.
T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G space D-E-P-A-R-T-M-E-N-T.
And I'll press Enter to move to the next line where I can type in text in this same edit field.
FREEDOM space SCIENTIFIC.
And enter again.
Enter. 11800 space 31ST space COURT space NORTH.
As in a document, if I like, I can move my insertion point up to the previous line and have JAWS read that to me by pressing up arrow. Let's do that.
Freedom Scientific.
And down again.
11831 ST Court North.
Very good. I'll tab to the next control.
Tab City colon edit combo. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
Here, we land on the control called an edit combo box. As JAWS told us, this is a mixture of a list that can be navigated with the arrows and an edit field. You can either explore the list by arrowing up and down through it to see if your city is in this combo box, or you can simply type the name of the city in the edit field. I'm going to go ahead and down arrow a few times through this combo box.
Albany, Annapolis, Atlanta.
We hear that this list is in alphabetical order, but it only contains the names of the capital cities in the United States. Since the city I live in, St. Petersburg, is not the capital of Florida, I'm going to have to type my city in here. We heard that the last city I selected as I was arrowing through the list of capital cities was Atlanta, and this item is currently selected, or highlighted. If I were to move one of my navigational keys, I would take away that highlight, and an insertion point would appear in my edit field. However, because this item is highlighted, I can simply overwrite it. I'm going to go ahead and do that now by typing in St. Petersburg here, and then press tab to the next control.
S-T period space P-E-T-E-R-S-B-U-R-G.
And I made a little mistake there, so I'm in a backspace.
G-T-G.
And to repeat that, I can do one of two things. I can press insert up arrow.
S-T Petersburg.
That only reads the contents of the edit field, but if I want to read the field contents as well as its label, a JAWS keystroke, insert plus tab, will reread the control and the contents. I'll press insert tab now.
City colon edit combo ST Petersburg. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
Notice how you also get your tutor help there when you press insert tab. I'll press tab again.
Tab state colon combo box. To change the selection, use the arrow keys. Alta.
I'm just going to press the letter F.
F, Florida.
And there I have it. Now I'm going to tab to the next control.
Tab years of computer experience colon edit spin box 0. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value. Alt Y.
JAWS speaks years of computer experience 0. This control is what's known as an edit spin box. You'll typically see this type of control when the information that's being requested needs to be in the form of a numeric value. You can operate this control in the same way in which an edit combo is used. You can either up and down arrow through the list and make your selection, in which case the information that appears in the edit field portion of this control will be reflected by what's selected in the list. Or, you can simply type in the number of years of your computer experience. I've been involved with computers for around 15 years, so I'll just type in 15 here.
1, 5.
And press tab to go to the next control.
Tab, rank your computer knowledge colon advanced left right slider 0%. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
Here we end up in a control called a left right slider, and we hear that we're being asked to rank our computer knowledge. As we tab through this dialog, it should become apparent why JAWS' new tutor mode feature is so useful when dealing with an unfamiliar environment. As you've seen, every control we've encountered has an associated help message, which is automatically spoken when tutor mode is active. Since this is a left-right slider, this control is oriented horizontally, and we can operate it by pressing the left and right arrow keys. I'll go ahead and press right arrow now.
1%.
And again.
2%.
We hear that pressing the right arrow increments 1% at a time. And of course, left arrow will decrease our value 1% at a time. I'll go ahead and press left arrow now to take us back to 0%.
1%. 0%.
If I want to increment by larger units, I can press either the page up or page down keys. Pressing the page down or number 3 on the numpad will increase the value of the slider. I'll go ahead and press this.
20%.
And again.
40%.
If I'd like to move my slider from one extreme to another, which is from 0 to 100%, I could use either the home or the end key on my numeric keypad. For example, pressing the end key or the number 1 on the numpad will move me to 100%. I'll go ahead and press the end key now.
100%.
If I press the home key, I'll move back to the 0%.
0%.
I'm going to rank my knowledge at about 75%, so I'll press page down.
20%. 40%. 60%. 80%.
And then left arrow down to 75%.
79. 78. 77. 76. 75%.
Very good. Now I'll tab to the next control.
Tab types of applications you have used in the past : word processor checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar Alt W.
We've landed on a control called the checkbox, which Tutor Mode has instructed us can be used by the spacebar. Since I've got some experience with word processors, I'm going to go ahead and check this checkbox by pressing the spacebar.
Checked space.
I can verify that by pressing insert up arrow, the command to read the current line.
Word processor checkbox checked.
I'm going to press tab again to move to the next control.
Tab types of applications you have used in the past : spreadsheet checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar Alt T.
And I'll press spacebar here.
Checked space.
You can continue to tab through these checkboxes and check the ones that you're familiar with. The other ones are accounting, database, games, and email. Also notice that some fields in this dialog box have accelerator or Alt plus letter keys associated with them, while others do not. Of course, pressing one of these accelerator keys would jump you to this field from anywhere else in the dialog box. Be careful though, because if you use an accelerator key that's attached to a checkbox, the checkbox's status toggles. There are several other checkboxes in this dialog, so feel free to tab between them and check them or leave them unchecked according to your computer experience. Another control that we haven't yet explored in this dialog is a clear form button, which when activated will erase the information we've entered here in these controls and put them back in their original state. There's also an OK button and a cancel button. The cancel button will get you out of this dialog without making any changes to it. The OK button, which is the default button in this dialog, as you've learned before, both closes the dialog and saves your information. I can verify that the OK button is the default in this case by pressing Insert E. Let's do this now.
Default button is OK.
I'm going to go ahead and press Enter to activate the OK button, exit this dialog, and place my application focus back in HJPad.
Enter, edit, type in text.
There's another single page dialog in the sample dialogs menu option under the tools menu called Single Page 2. Try stopping the tape and investigating this dialog box now on your own. Remember to press Insert F1 for more help with any control you land on. So far, the pages that we've been exploring have been single-paged dialogs. Let's go ahead and activate a multi-page dialog from within that same sample dialog submenu. I'll press Alt plus T to activate Tools, and then D for Sample Dialogs.
Alt T menu active tools spell checker ...F7 to move through items press up or down arrow S. D sample dialogs single page 1 ...S.
Now I'll down arrow until I hear multi-page.
Single page 2 ...I. Multi-dash page ...M.
Now I'll press enter.
Enter, leaving menus, tracking my progress dialog, general page, general tab. To switch pages, press Control Tab.
We heard a lot of text read to us from the general tab page of this dialog. Besides the text, this dialog contains three controls. The three controls are the OK button, a Cancel button, and an Apply button. The two keywords that you're going to want to listen for when entering a dialog that you've never been in before are the words Tab and Page. Either of those are usually indications that you have landed in a multi-page dialog. If we wanted to review this information one line at a time, instead of pressing the Insert plus B command, we could use our JAWS cursor. I'll route my JAWS cursor to the PC cursor by pressing the key combination Insert plus the minus key on the numpad.
Route JAWS to PC.
Now I'm going to press Insert up arrow to do a say line.
General tab, system tab, navigation slash editing tab, windows miscellaneous tab.
So, you heard that there are four tabs on this one line. The other tabs are right above this, so if I press up arrow, you'll hear those.
JAWS screen review tab, JAWS help slash customization tab, JAWS miscellaneous tab.
Now, I'm going to down arrow two times to come to the text on the general page.
General tab, this multi-dash page dialog has been designed to track your progress as you.
And from here, I'll press Insert down arrow, the say all command, and let it read for a moment.
This multi-dash page dialog has been designed to track your progress as you learn different skills while participating in the JAWS basic training tutorial. The six other pages within this multi-dash page dialog allow you to track your progress after you learn a new keystroke or how to perform a new activity. Each page tab has been given a label which describes a list of skills found on that page. Once you feel you have gained a solid understanding of a skill, go to the page which describes that skill and press spacebar to insert a check in the associated checkbox. Make sure you save the changes you make to the page by activating the Apply button. When you make changes in this multi-dash page, you also update the list view contained within the sample dialog submenu, which tracks the same skill. Same.
There, I pressed Control. The main point there is that when you make changes in this multi-page dialog, you're also going to update the list view, which we'll talk about in a minute, contained within the sample dialog submenu. And so the changes you make here also will affect the list view. I'm going to turn back on my PC cursor now with the plus key on the numpad.
PC cursor.
Now I'm going to press the standard Windows keystroke to move between page tabs. I'll press the key combination Control Tab to move to the System tab.
System tab.
We hear now that we've landed on the System page tab in this multi-level tab dialog box. All of these pages within the multi-level tab dialog box have excellent help associated with them. Press the Tab key to move down into the page and move from checkbox to checkbox. Press Insert F1 repeatedly to get more information. We show you information on over 100 different windows and JAWS topics within this multi-level tab dialog box. Press Control Tab to move between the pages and continue with this part of the lesson. Go ahead and stop the tape for now, and after you've explored the many controls and help we have here, and checked off the many items that you're already familiar with, go ahead and restart the tape. Before you start the tape, let me just give you an example of some of the things you'll hear. I'll press Tab to move down into this first page, the System page.
Tab, System page, Get help checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
So, if I'm familiar with getting system help from within Windows, I can press the spacebar to toggle this checkmark.
Checked, space.
And I can reread it with Insert tab.
Get help checkbox checked. To clear checkmark, press spacebar.
And again, notice that we got the JAWS tutor voice there speaking how to get help on that checkmark. I'll tab again.
Tab, open the start menu, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
And, since I know how to do that, I'll press the spacebar again.
Checked, space.
And one more time.
Tab, switch between applications, checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
And I'll press spacebar again one more time.
Checked, space.
I'm going to go ahead and press Enter to activate the OK button on this multi-level tab dialog box. But again, please take your time and go through and explore the different items that we have here. Some multi-page dialogs don't wrap back to the first tab when you press Control Tab. So in these cases, it might be necessary to press the Control plus Shift plus Tab key combination to reverse the order in which you are moving through these page tabs to bring you back to the first page in a particular dialog.
Enter edit type of text.
The next item that we're going to look at in our samples dialog menu is the list view. Let's go ahead and activate the list view dialog by first pressing Alt plus T to activate the tools menu and then D for sample dialogs.
Alt T menu active tools spell checker .F7 to move through items press up or down arrow S. D sample dialogs single page 1 .S.
I'll press the letter L now for list view.
L leaving menus list view tracking my progress dialog. You can track your progress in this list view as you learn different skills while participating in the JAWS basic training tutorial. Press the letter quote C quote to mark the command quote complete quote or press the letter quote end quote to mark the command quote not completed quote. When you mark your status here, you also make changes to the multi-dash page dialog, which tracks the same skills. List 1 list view get help system completed. 1 of 107. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Again, in this dialog we have a lot of static text, which you can feel free to go back and read using your JAWS cursor. However, the gist of this dialog is that here we have a list view containing over 100 items, which are either marked completed or not completed, depending on what you checked in that multi-page dialog. The first item that appears in my list is currently selected, and I'm going to do a saline, insert up arrow, to hear what it says again.
Get help system completed, 1 of 107.
The selections that you made in the multi-page dialog box are also shown here. So if you change the status of any of the items in this list view, the changes will equally be reflected in the multi-page dialog. I'm going to down arrow again, and let's listen to what JAWS says.
Open the start menu.
I'll do a saline here.
Open the start menu system completed, 2 of 107.
Another down arrow.
Shut down windows.
And a saline, insert up arrow.
Shut down windows system not completed, 3 of 107.
And one more down arrow, and when we do this you're going to hear it say something like switch between apply dot dot dot.
Switch between apply dot dot dot.
JAWS speaks that, which is an indication that not all the information that was entered for this list view fits within the column. We can expand our view to accommodate the column containing the most information. The Windows standard keystroke to do this is Control and Numpad Plus. I'll press Control Numpad Plus now.
Control Plus, switch between applications.
JAWS now speaks switch between applications instead of switch between apply dot dot dot. Now notice if I press the keystroke for saline.
Switch between application system complete, 4 of 107.
That one is complete and we heard everything well. When we press the control plus the plus key to resize this dialog, we only resized it temporarily. When you exit from this dialog and then re-enter it, this list will return to its normal size. That's a very handy keystroke to remember, Control Numpad Plus, as it also works in the list view within Windows Explorer. Feel free to stop the tape now and explore the tree view in more detail. When you're finished, do what I'm going to do now, and that's press Enter to save your changes and close the dialog box.
Enter, edit, type of text.
And we'll continue with the tree view sample dialog box when you come back. Okay, now, let's open up the tree view sample dialog box. I'll press Alt T for tools.
Alt T menu active tools spell checker dot 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 F7 to move through items press up or down arrow S.
The letter D for sample dialogs.
D sample dialogs single page 1 dot 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 S.
And the letter T for tree view.
T, leaving menus, tree view of Windows controls dialog, 3-1 tree view, graphic 965 menus closed, 1 of 3, to move through or expand items use the arrow keys.
This tree view control should now look very familiar to you. As we did when using help, we can move up and down along this first list, which is level 0. Additional levels can be opened by pressing right arrow and closed by pressing left arrow. You can jump to the first item by pressing home and the last item by pressing end. Even though much of this will be a review for you, I'll press the down arrow key to examine this list.
Level 0, graphic 160, drop dash down menus closed, 2 of 3. Graphic 348 dialogs closed, 3 of 3.
You're probably wondering why these graphics are not labeled here in this tree view. Actually, most of the graphics in HJPAD are not labeled, so that we can use this program to demonstrate how to label graphics. For now, simply ignore the graphic label numbers, and again, those graphic numbers may be different on your machine, but listen to the text that follows them. We've stopped on the tree view item Dialogs Closed on level 0. Let's open the Dialogs topic with the right arrow.
Graphic 392 Dialogs opened, 15 items.
I'd like to look for the item called Radio Buttons, and instead of down arrowing through the list, I'll simply press the letter R.
R, level 1, graphic 160 radio button closed, 12 of 15.
Good, there it is. It's number 12 of 15 in this case, so I'll press right arrow to open it because JAWS said it was closed.
Graphic 412 radio button opened, 2 items.
I'll down arrow.
Level 2, graphic 683, graphic 840 functional description, 1 of 2.
Here, the first item is a functional description, and the second item is a physical description. To move to the description, we press the Tab key. For the functional description now, I'll press Tab.
Tab, description, colon, edit, this control usually, use your reading keys to read the text, appears in a group of other radio controls. Only one item in that group can be active at one time. Use the up or down arrow key to move the check mark from one radio button to another. Only one radio button can be checked at one time. The radio button that is checked when you tab to the next control will be the active choice.
To move back to the tree view, I'm going to press Shift Tab.
Shift Tab, 3-1 tree view, graphic 683, graphic 840, functional description, 1 of 2, to move through or expand items use the arrow keys.
And I'll down arrow to the physical description.
Graphic 683, graphic 797, physical description, 2 of 2.
I'm going to go ahead and press Tab now to listen to the physical description of what a radio button looks like.
Tab, description, colon, edit, appears as an empty, use your reading keys to read the text, circle when it is unchecked, when checked, this circle contains a smaller, solid circle, radio buttons are found to the left of the choice they are checking, when looking at the screen using the JAWS cursor, a radio button is announced as quote quarter circle not checked quarter as quote bullet check quote.
Good. Now I'll press Shift Tab to move back to the tree view.
Shift Tab, 3-1 tree view, graphic 683, graphic 797, physical description, 2 of 2, to move through or expand items use the arrow keys.
I'm going to go ahead and exit this dialog by pressing the Enter key now.
Enter, edit, type in text.
But, I'd like you to go ahead and stop the lesson and explore this tree view dialog a little bit more on your own. Here again, we've returned to the HJPAD main application window. I'm going to go back into my sample dialog submenu one last time. Alt-T.
Alt-T, menu active, tools, spell checker, dot 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 F7. To move through items, press up or down arrow, S.
D for dialogs.
D, sample dialogs, single page 1, dot dot dot, S.
I know that the last item in this menu is called Clear Samples, so I'll press up arrow to get to that item.
Clear Samples, C.
Warning, pressing Enter on this menu item is going to clear all the samples that we modified earlier. Single page 1, single page 2, the multi-page dialog, and the list view. This clear will return them to their original state, so if you want to continue to track your progress, don't press enter on this item. This is, however, a choice you can make at any time, in case you want to go back and practice your skills again. Now I'm going to press the Alt key to get out of the menus and return to HJPad.
Leaving menus.
We've now returned to the main application window. Remember, when you're in here, press Insert F1 for screen-sensitive help on each item.